Anyway, the baby's doing very well, I'm sure you'd like to know. And her name is Nora. And it was very nearly Nissan Maxima, because sort of caught us unaware there. And ended up going to the emergency room. Just barely got in there, as a matter of fact. Was almost in a ramp. You know, the best laid plans of mice and men, you know, because we had this whole elaborate birth thing, you know, with, we had a birthing room all ready to go with handmaidens or alewives, no, midwives, you know, and the whole thing. And, of course, they were out at lunch. It was 2 weeks early is what it was. And so it was pretty strange. I tell you, if you want to freak out an emergency room, go in there having a baby, right? I mean, a guy walks in with a hatchet in his head. You know, they're glad to see him. But a woman, like in the last throes of labor, walks in there and they don't know what it is, you know? We went in there and the nurse said, "Boy, how'd you do that?" And I had no explanation. The doctor on duty there wanted to put a cast on it. It was really ridiculous. You know, in ER, they get people who walk in with things swallowed or lodged, you know, but nothing like this. This is... So I tried to convince him that it wasn't a household accident, but I couldn't make a strong case, to tell you the truth. So, but you know what they say, they can't stop the Nile from overflowing, and so to baby girl Feldman. But, I was worried for a while, actually, because my in-laws came down to help, which is always a bad sign, you know. For example, we went to the hospital in the morning to check up, you know, things are going on. I left the door open for them, so they sat out in their car for an hour and a half and didn't go in. So that's typical of the sort of the help you can expect from my in-law. I didn't know the door was open. Well, did you try it? No. I didn't try. So here's what happens. We go to the hospital. You're fine. You're going to have a baby eventually. Okay, fine. So we go back home. And my mother-in-law says, "Why don't you go out and get some videos?" You know, like fried green tomatoes or something like that. You know, just take her mind off it. Meanwhile, my wife is on the couch and she's, you know, she's having contractions. Let's be honest about this. That's what they were. I was having contractions. You know, I thought, well, maybe. And my wife says she needs some Tampax or something. You know? So I'm going out for videos and Tampax, right? So I'm comparison shopping for the Tampax. Because I don't know whether a maxi and a super maxi are the same thing as a, you know, as an ultra. And I didn't know. So it's very confusing. I went to 3 different drugstores looking for the right one. Because you know. Otherwise, she tells me, you know, she gets mad at me if I get the wrong thing. Plus, do you go with the baking soda or not? You know, there's one that has, like, baking soda in it or something. I don't know if you cook with them or what the heck that is. So I come back and... come back to the house, and my in-laws are running around like in small circles downstairs. Right, I hear my wife wailing upstairs. My in-laws, he runs like clockwise, and she runs counterclockwise. But they're both running in little circles downstairs. I go upstairs. My wife is in the last throes of labor, attended only by my 2.5-year-old. Because my in-laws are downstairs freaking out, totally, you know. And Ellie is trying to read the family health manual. Which is like the one book that she doesn't have memorized in the house, you know. If it would have been the Three Bears, it would have been helpful, but it was almost something like that. So anyhow, that was the worst. The real panic part was trying to get her dressed. My wife said, "Dress me," you know, which is a request I haven't had in years. And I honestly could not remember the last thing that women take off, so I could work backwards. I still don't know what it was, but I know I got her dressed one way or another. I don't think it was properly dressed, and she probably, you know, I did put the stirrups over her shoes, but I don't think that was. But we got there anyhow. You know, the baby was like 2 weeks premature, which is not, you know, not a crucial thing at all. But what's interesting about it is the last 2 weeks I discovered that's the remaining 2 weeks of development are the only time that the embryo resembles the father. That's cleared up now. She looks like her mother now. But for 2 weeks there, I thought, well, this one actually kind of looks like me. It was kind of like a cross between me and a squirrel monkey. And then a little bit later, the next week, it looked like a cross between me and a marmoset, which is a little more compatible couple, you know. And now it looks like her sister, looks like her mother. So it's we're back to what's wrong with this picture, you know, in our family portrait. Anyway, that's all the domestic news that isn't. And thank you so much for being with us. And hello, Nora, if you're listening out there. are doing fine. I didn't have much time to, you know, to read the news and all. Well, actually, I did. I read the news. It just, nothing made any sense to me. I mean, I've been doing meal planning for the past 2 weeks. You know? I must say we're eating a lot better. And it's very simple. You take chicken and you make it five different ways, and then it's Friday, you know, so it's okay.